Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap Podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joining with me today are my co-host, JJ.
Howdy.
And we got John.
Hola.
As well as a guest star, DJ from the UK.
Hello.
Now, if you like our content, enjoy what we do, follow our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on the podcast, as well as what we're doing in our personal lives. DJ, you haven't actually joined us at all, so
No.
who the hell are you? Please indulge us.
A random Brit.
Just a random Brit.
Yeah,
It's more interesting than all of us, to
Yeah.
be
I was found
honest.
outside the alleyway as a child, and here I am today.
You have a
Shit, yeah,
child?
no,
I.
As a child, okay.
No, we were short staffed, so I just messaged you over, and I'm like, hey, I have a proposition for you. And you're like, at 2 fucking a.m. in the morning? And I'm like, well, yeah, you're online, dude. Like, you're out showing on PlayStation. So I was like, yeah, hit him up. But, yeah, it just goes to show how fucking coordinated we are as a group. Holy shit.
Dude, we're as coordinated as the fucking Soviet army.
Yeah. Everybody's kind of off still doing their own thing on vacation. Mikey's supposed to be back today, I believe. He's on a flight at the moment, back to his home state, or I wouldn't say home state, but back to his state of Me Texas. Texas. I almost said
Mexico.
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 Texaco. I believe Sam is still in Turkey as well, and Jay is watching fucking YouTube at the moment. So he's
Very busy. Teamwork.
Uni is still playing with her fucking cats and her birds, so she's not joining us on today.
Jesus Christ, those kids.
No, I just need to rationalize what everybody's doing, dude. No,
It's like a weekly
everyone's
update.
yeah. I actually got home the other day from Minnesota. I had a very nice trip. Going to the Mall of America, sipping margaritas the majority of the nights, but
Sweet life.
oh, it was really nice. You
Of
could,
Zach and Cody.
yeah. Honestly, you know, it was a really good time. But you know, the drive to Minnesota was like 12 hours. I don't want to take a flight, but I ended up landing in Iowa. I left straight from work at like 6 p.m. Got halfway, landed in fucking Iowa, right? And this is Tuesday at like 12 or 1 a.m. And I'm like, okay, I'm tired. I gotta go get a hotel room. And I tried going to hotels. The hotels were like oddly packed. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I walk in. I'm like, hey, do you guys have room? Just hoping I could get a room for the night. And they're like, no, we're packed, bro. I'm like, okay. So I go to the next one down the road. No, we're packed. I'm like, okay, go to the next one down the road. Oh, we're packed. I'm like, what's the issue? And he's like, well, Monday, and this was yesterday at that time, they had a very, very major like storm roll by, and somehow people's houses blew down with it, and a lot of people were without power, so they just went to go live in hotels for a couple of nights, and they're still going through a lot of issues. Like the majority of their crops, like you can see from space, like all like the brightened grass of all those crops and everything that were just blown down. So I'm like, holy fucking shit. So I slept in my car that fucking night, but oh
Hey,
dude.
nice.
Yeah, it was something.
What car do you have?
I drive an 07 Grand Prix with 34,000 miles on it now.
Aren't you selling it?
No.
Oh,
My
sorry.
family would kill me. No, that's you will never find a 13-year-old vehicle like that has such little miles on it. That's what makes it very special. And I guarantee
Oh,
that
I
thing's
see.
gonna be with me for the next 10 years. But like,
I have my van is from 1997, and the most miles it had on it was when we went to South Carolina last year. It had like slim to no miles on it.
Right. What it
Cute
was a 1997, what was that?
van.
Van? You don't know what kind of van?
Nah, I don't remember.
Oh, you're fucking.
It's
One
van
of those
saving.
great.
It's one of those nice vans, though.
I know
Yeah.
nothing about
One of
vehicles.
those nice vans.
Yeah,
Fuck,
it
because I
had
might have thought that could be a good topic to get into is vehicles,
like
but
one of the doors like has a is electric, the other one isn't. It's real weird.
Electric. It's got like those little spinny, like those spinny windows, little handle thing.
Nah. Well, it's got electric windows. And then it's got like in the back of it, it has an air compressor to fill up its own tires.
So DJ, cool. Do you drive any cars?
Nope.
No, you just fucking walk.
Do you drive? You gotta get the McLaren.
You think someone would let me drive a car? Jesus Christ.
I mean, I feel bad for people in the UK because I hear their traffic and mainly London, but it's just fucking horrible, dude.
Yeah, but the public transport is also good, so it's kind of...
Nobody drives in London. There's too much traffic, bro.
People just walk.
Or use the tube.
And then get shanked.
God. Use the tube like in Futurama.
Jesus. Speaking of people getting shanked in the UK, like, what's it like in the UK? I don't know, bro.
I've never been stabbed.
Shanked in the UK?
Come on, dude, that's boring.
We're looking for viewers here. Just get shanked quickly so you can tell us an interesting story.
I'll bring a camera and I'll just run out.
Well, have you experienced it, or like in your area, have you like heard of anything like happen or anything crazy in the UK?
The worst situation that has ever happened was a couple streets away where someone was stabbed with like, you know, one of those cutlery knives.
Oh no. Like,
a butter knife. A butter knife? Jesus, somebody with a butter knife.
That's the worst situation I've ever had.
Fucking hell, dude. I'd rather get shot, Jesus.
How pissed off do you have to be to stab someone with a butter knife?
That's dude.
You literally have to shove that shit in, dude.
Have you ever been cut by a butter knife, though? Like, it's jagged, so it really, like, it's got teeth on it, so it really, it hurts more than getting cut by a regular
knife. I've tried cutting myself with a fucking butter knife. It don't work, dude.
Yeah, nothing happened, yeah.
You might get a little scratch or bruise,
A cardboard cut
a white mark.
That's facts.
And a paper cut.
Yeah, that's weeks.
Yeah, dude, that's horrifying. Like, I can understand why. Fuck that, dude. The butter knife of death is fucking sneaking around there. I bet you it's a fucking sentient being. Like, it wasn't even a guy that stabbed someone. It's a sentient butter knife just running around fucking everyone else.
We must please the butter knife gods.
The butter gods.
They will strike down upon thee with great might.
Wait, no, dude, it's Sky Does Minecraft. It was him. It was him that fucking stabbed everyone with the butter knife. You know, he always used to do that meme. He used to make golden swords in Minecraft and call them butter knives.
Speaking of people who play Minecraft, you know the U2's figures? The U2's figurines?
I want one of those so badly.
You know that they have a figurine of Call Me Carson crying. It's one Captain of the best movies I've ever seen.
How does this relate to Minecraft?
I haven't seen this. Call Me Carson used to do a lot of Minecraft.
I didn't know that.
Other YouTubers and shit so people can go watch them instead of us. We did that a lot last episode.
Speaking of YouTubers, we did a whole episode dedicated to sucking YouTubers' dicks. Like, the last episode was our favorite YouTubers.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna go watch that after this.
Yeah, everybody who's watching right now, just go watch Cold... Just stop this podcast right now. Just go watch Cold Ones, bro.
I want to kick you off this fucking show so fucking quick.
Dude, I want to kick him with you, dude. I want to make some money out of this, fuck's sake.
I had actually a question for DJ. So in terms of, like, firearms or whatever in the UK, like, do you know what it would take to own a firearm in the UK?
No, God, no.
No,
I know nothing about guns.
Dude, you said you would do like 20. You had a 20-minute conversation and we wanted to talk about this, and you're like, nah. Okay. Generally, what is something that you really enjoy about guns, or something that you really dislike?
The boom sound.
Oh yeah, the sound boom of guns, so satisfying. But
it's amazing.
I guess safety. Well, obviously, number one. One thing I enjoy about guns is, I guess, safety, because, you know, no one's going to rob a random... Well, in America, there are guns, and no one's going to randomly rob someone without thinking twice, you know, because they could have a gun.
You'd be mistaken on that one.
Well, some people have balls, some people don't. But the point being, in the UK, obviously, you know, there's no guns here whatsoever, so...
Well, I mean, there is to a certain degree. You just, you know, Sam, who he joined us like a couple episodes ago. He's also from the UK. He went out and shot like a couple shotguns and shit with his friends. But it's a lot more forgiving on people who want to own firearms when you live out in like the countryside or you own a plot of land, like a farm per se.
Oh yeah.
But if you want to live in the city, you want to try. I think that gets a very gray area in terms of that sort of thing. But I'll just come to the fucking U.S. my guy. There's a shitload of them here.
Yeah, I mean, I once talked to a guy that was from London that had a shotgun. Like, he kept on fucking, you know, he kept on pumping the thing, you know, making his jokes and shit like that. So it's not impossible to get a gun, I'm guessing, but it's a bit difficult. Mm. I mean, fuck, like, the cops there, like, a lot of the cops there don't have guns. Like, they have to call in to get their guns.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've
oh,
heard.
Yeah. I believe back in March or April, there was an incident that happened on the London Bridge, actually.
Oh,
there
gosh.
Was,
the narwhal tusk? Dude, that
yes,
was fucking funny.
Dude,
that
was
hilarious.
So fucking good. I think, I don't know if we've covered this on the podcast. I know we've talked about it before. Yeah. But
it was also just brief. We didn't really get into
in-depth
about it.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, there was a terrorist who got out on day release because he was part of I think it was the Working Together program or the Learning Together program. And that's basically trying to my knowledge, rehabilitate criminals and everything, whether it be for somewhat, you know, it could be for murder. I do know it's for like armed robberies and DUIs and everything, just crap like that. And they try and rehabilitate them and just send them out in the streets like crazy people like that. And they don't bother to just, you know, just straight up front put them in jail. So the judge who had his case said that he was he was a lot more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. And they sent him out in day release, and then he just had two knives and then had a fake suicide vest on, went out in the London Bridge and started trying to stab people and shit. And then two bystanders come out with a fucking narwhal tusk and a fire extinguisher trying to fend him the fuck off.
Fucking legends.
That's the type of shit that happens in the UK, dude.
Dude, if I lived in the UK and I saw the video, I would be fucking, I would be proud, dude. Like, I mean, yeah, England is my city. I'm fucking proud of that shit.
That's crazy. But no, like,
England is my city.
Like, there was some, like, a lot of footage. There was CCTV footage, and there was, like, people's phones and everything. You saw this guy, like, walk on the London Bridge and everything, and he sees it. He gets halfway down. Like, he can see what's happening from a distance. When he finally gets close enough, he's like, oh shit, and then just casually walks away, just like, I'm gonna go the opposite way.
Oh yeah, this shit. Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, it's crazy though, like, they ended up calling the actual cops, with guns and shit. They put him down on the ground, and there was one bystander who was laying over him trying to hold him down, and then they, the officer pulled him away, put a bullet in his head, and that was the end of it. But I'm like, dude, that's fucked.
So the guy was down and he still put a bullet in his head? Like, couldn't they just fucking erase him?
No, so, like, because I think to my knowledge, he had the suicide vest on, and then afterwards they got a dog, a bomb dog, to go check it out, and they found out that it was fake, and so that was the end of it.
Bomb dog. No, that's so funny. Yeah, I mean, fuck, England, it's weird.
Like, okay, so DJ, what do you think about this, you know, Working Together program or whatever that tries to rehabilitate people? Because, mind you, one of the people that tried to fend him off and hold him down was also part of that program and was in for killing a autistic woman.
Oh, God. Getting into the nitty-gritty here. in my opinion, you just got, I don't know, profile check people.
Okay.
Because, well, you know, past history obviously is going to affect them in the future. Like, what they've done in the past is always going to affect what they've done in the future, what they're going to do in the future. So, I don't know, if someone's murdered someone, you know, I'm pretty sure I'd want someone to watch them and make sure they don't do it again.
Right, right. Just keep them on watch.
Like a list or something. Like, nothing... Well...
It's just,
yes, they are bad people.
I feel like the justice system in the UK is a bit fucking broken. You're just sending out people, like, right out on the streets after they did shit like that. And, you know, I believe that's assists partly in why you have, like, a lot of stabbings and a lot of criminal activity and shit that happens in the UK, unfortunately. But, yeah, I mean, that's just me. But
I don't leave my house after 12.
We had a...
Fuck that.
Yeah. We had a similar thing in the U.S. that... A lot of Democratic states, like California and such, they released these prisoners and people who were in jail because they were worried that they would give COVID or whatever to police. And so they sent them out. And one of which, my Governor Gretchen in Michigan, she put people who were in jail and also had COVID into nursing homes, like old folks' homes.
Oh.
That's not really a very good thing if you want to try and contain COVID. Just, you know, put a bunch of criminals who have COVID in old folks' homes. But
yeah, where people can't
themselves
against the disease.
That kind of reminds me of last year in Melbourne, a bunch of people were protesting the no poke, no play laws that prohibited children who aren't vaccinated to go to school, which is a good idea, like banning fire at a flammable building.
I feel like that shouldn't need a brain to figure out, but,
yeah.
I mean...
kind of disagree
so
with
many
it.
People... You know, I watched a video on it. It was a Lewis Spears video. And he was asking people if anybody was a doctor, and one lady even shouted out, who was a part of the protest, "No, why would there be a doctor here?" It's like, yeah, you're right. Why would there be a doctor here?
What? Fucking Australia.
I don't care. I would still love to go there though. That's like probably my favorite country right now.
Yeah. It's full of fucking spiders in a big desert. That's all it has.
That's
and spiders.
And kangaroos that'll kick your ass.
And drunk people here.
I hate spiders. Can't deal with spiders.
Spiders. I'm a little pansy. They're spiders.
I am a little pansy when it comes to spiders.
Yeah, dude, if a fucking spider is as big as you, then yeah, I'm gonna run away from it. You can go pet it and fucking die. I'm gonna go the other direction.
Dude,
I don't know, man. I just like shit that can't kill me. I don't know. Maybe I'm a pussy for it, but I just don't like standing around things.
Come to the
fucking...
UK, my guy. There's like no lethal animals here. It's chill.
There's lethal people.
Dude, think about it this way: is that things aren't really going to go out of their way to kill you. If they feel threatened, they will attack you. They're not going to go out of their way to attack you.
Right, but I mean, like, you know, if
it's always on
for
fire,
say, like,
well.
I went down to Arkansas like a couple of years ago, and we were taking like a tubing trip down this river. I nearly stepped on a fucking cottonmouth. But like, it wasn't something that I noticed, but it was just sitting there in the fucking water, and like, you know, just laying that down by the rocks and everything. I didn't notice it, but if I would have stepped on that, I probably wouldn't be here because like we're far away from a fucking hospital. Cottonmouths are venomous as shit.
Yeah.
Would you say that
real...
was? Would you say
like,
that
the
was
real...
one?
Fuck. Go ahead.
Would you say that that's one of the most terrifying experiences of your life?
No, like honestly not, because like I was walking and I was checking my feet. Like I was just, I don't know. Maybe it was just in the moment. I was just looking down. And I see something like just some weird pattern that didn't match, and I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, that's a fucking snake. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like. hey, so there's a snake right at my feet. And they're like, no, you're fucking joking. I'm like, no, that I don't know what the fuck it is. And my brother comes over like fucking shirtless in his shorts with a fucking stick. He's like, I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna fucking kill it. I'm just fucking just jumping up and down. I was like, I'm fucking stab it. I'm like, no, don't piss it off, honestly, because that's just asking to get fucking bit.
Can we talk about our most terrifying experiences?
I really wanted to ask him that. I was waiting.
What, me? Because I have one. I have one.
Okay.
Sugar.
So I had never been out of state until I was 15 years old. And when I went out of state, I was going from Ohio to South Carolina. That's like a 17-hour drive, give or take traffic.
Hmm.
So we were at South Carolina. My brother was graduating from the United States Marine Corps, Parris Island. So we went there to see him because we hadn't seen him in like 3 months. And then afterwards, we went to a little island called Hilton Head Island. And it's really cool there because, like, you know, you think you've seen sand until you've been to the ocean and you're like, wow, this is like powder. And then you saw like, There was like the borders off the board, the like border lines where you couldn't step because there's like sea turtle eggs and whatever. So that was a bit of a culture shock for me because I'd never seen that in person. So the tide was high that day, and it's the Atlantic Ocean, so it was all like brown murky water, and we were going out and we're swimming. The waves were relentless, and me and my dad decided to venture out of, like really far out, and we started to feel the ocean pull us in. That is probably still to this day one of the most the most terrifying experience I've ever had, because at that point, because you're like, it really gives you a perspective of just how much respect you have to have for the ocean. You know, my Marine brother is like, you gotta come this way. And he grabbed my arm and he's like, there's sharks in this water, man.
Which fucking jaws out there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was like that sent shivers down my spine. That's probably one of the most terrified I've ever been. But I still swam in the ocean because it's really fun and I've never done it before. So.
I have like a huge phobia of the ocean, and that story terrifies me.
Yeah.
It's understandable, dude. The ocean is fucking, like, that's one of the phobias I can understand the most. Like, I'm not scared of the ocean personally, but I can completely understand why someone would be.
What's in it, like, is terrifying.
Yeah, dude, like, it's such a fucking unknown alien world that we know fuck all about. And
we know more about about our moon than we do our own ocean.
We know 5% of the ocean, I'm pretty sure. That's it.
Yeah, we've explored like 5 or 10% of it. It's fucking crazy.
It's also like, we're fucking land animals. Like, it's not our fucking habitat. Like, that's not where we are at our most comfortable. Like, you know, there's so much shit that could just, that there's so much shit that's better than you in the ocean. Like, on land, you know, we are the top dogs. You know, we're in control of everything. But in the ocean, like, a fucking shark doesn't give a fuck. Oh, human, I better stay away. Like, no, like, nothing gives a fuck about us in the ocean anymore.
Marlin, you know Marlin?
Yeah, the swordfish looking motherfuckers. The swordfish,
they will literally jump out of the ocean towards boats and try to skewer people.
Jesus.
Those things are massive. And dude, if you ever seen an actual like tuna fish, those cans don't do tuna justice at all. Those things are massive.
I mean, I would hope so.
So I can just get stabbed.
You just fit a marlin in this tuna can.
Jesus Christ. I think that one day I'd be walking along the beach and get stabbed by a marlin. Jesus Christ.
you've just like gotten your fucking phobia of the ocean like 10 times worse just by saying what marlins are.
But honestly, the thing that I'm most scared of probably, and I'm not going to say like loneliness because I'm not a little sap, but
yeah.
It's probably would be heights, mortified of heights. Heights terrify me.
Do you have like a trauma with heights?
Huh?
Yeah.
Did like something happen to make you afraid of heights?
No, I just, ever since I was born, I was just like terrified of heights.
Same.
Do you guys have like sky towers? Like these like, big towers that you go up and you view everything below you?
Like, yeah, it's glass. Got like glass floors.
Oh
yeah.
My god, yeah.
Yeah, I think terrifying. I have some of those, but we have. So the things that'll set me off is I could watch I could play a video game with heights, and I'm fine. Some videos of people climbing skyscrapers, those get to me a little bit, but so in where I live, we have a place called COSI. It's a science museum. It's really cool there. If you ever get a chance to come to Ohio Heights, go to COSI. It's really cool. They have a glass elevator, and it goes up I don't know, 60 feet to the second floor. That hurts me a little bit to go in. One time I had decided to face my fears a little bit. I was at a fairgrounds where I live, and they had a truck with a climbing tower that went up like 60 feet or so, and they had a harness, and you had to climb all the way to the top, or you were a little girl, something like that. So I decided to do it, and I climbed up all the way, and at some point I didn't look down at all, but at some point my body knew I was high up in the air, because my leg started shaking I had Michael J. Fox syndrome, or not Michael J. Fox, but Parkinson's or whatever. And I looked over, and I literally saw clear over all of the little concession stands that were there.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, I've never had a fear of heights, but I think I actually might have a bit of a fear of the ocean. Because, actually, DJ, a game you should play is fucking Subnautica. It would be hilarious to see you try to play
Subnautica. Oh my god. Amazing. I love that game.
Alright, you go first.
Because, when you play Subnautica, there's, in any game, really, that involves the fucking ocean, whenever I would look down and see the fucking darkness, I would get freaked out. I wouldn't handle it. I'd have to pause and just fucking not look at it. So maybe I have a fear of that as well. It's not necessarily the creatures that inhabit it. It's just the fucking darkness. I hate that. The abyss you see below you just freaks the fuck out.
You can't see the bottom. You can't see the bottom at all.
It could be anything there. There could be a fucking shark looking right back at you and you wouldn't know. Fuck that. Yeah, I don't like that. Other than that, it's sort of chill. Coral reefs and shit like that are beautiful. I wouldn't be scared.
Oh, lazy ocean, man. Oh, beautiful.
Lazy rivers, now that I think about it, they're the best. Do you guys have those? Oh, yeah, you have those. I was in America on holiday with those big lazy rivers in holiday resorts. That was rubber rings, which I don't remember where I was at. I was very young. I was I'm going to say 12 or something. But they had these rubber rings which have, just go along rivers. You can just sit there for hours or even days if you're that ballsy enough. Hmm. You can just get off at any time. That's the only version of water besides swimming pools that I can actually enjoy.
There's
something I really want to do. We have a thing called whitewater rafting. I don't know if that's anywhere else, but it's a thing in America where basically you put on a helmet and you get on a raft and you go straight down a rushing river, like a really rushing river, with so rushing that the water's moving so fast that it's white.
Is that safe?
To a degree.
To a degree.
As safe as your if you're it's as safe. Really, the thing about it is that. If you fall in the water, you just can't fight the water. You will drown if you fight the water.
Right.
You just have to let the water take you.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to do that in my life. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, that's not
terrifying.
True.
No.
Dude, the beach, a beach is amazing. But fuck the river. Fuck the rivers, yeah. That shit can kill you. Ocean, as long as you know where the current is, you will be fine. But
You'll never know where the current is in an ocean. You just won't.
No, there are ways you can tell.
Well, there's an undercurrent, too.
Yeah, the undercurrent, yeah, but, the lifeguards. If you're at a beach that, it's official, it's at some fucking place that nobody knows about and there's lifeguards. If you just stay in the direction where the flags are, then you should be cool. And if you don't go too far out,
The thing is that there's always an undercurrent. That's what, you'll find that swimming at all. like you will go straight into the ocean, and you could be even shallow, and you just be playing around, and you pop your head up, and you're almost on the other side of the beach, and you won't even notice that you're moving.
Yeah, but that's if you go too far in. Like if you South Africa. No, because you in South Africa, like a lot of the things is like you can still stand in like the deeper areas. Like if you go any further, like there's nets and shit that stop the sharks from coming in, because we've got great whites, and if great whites come in, they fuck everything up. So you know we have to have a lot of nets and shit. So in my country, like it's kind of difficult to get that undercurrent. As long as you stay within the flags and the lifeguards do the job, because I once got sucked in by the current as well when I was at the ocean. Like I was swimming with this kid. I don't even know what happened to the kid. I hope he's cool. But like me and this kid were just fucking chatting with each other, swimming deeper and deeper in. And we weren't realizing that we were super far away from the flags. And I'm pretty sure the lifeguards were like shitting themselves, trying to get us to get away. But we were having such a chill conversation. We didn't even know anything. And then we started getting sucked in. And the next thing I knew was this lifeguard that just picked me up and got me back to the shore. So, you know, lifeguards, as long as they know what they're doing and they're actually doing their job properly, you'll be fine. But white river rafting, like you said, if you fucking go into the water, like chances of you dying are pretty high. Because I mean, no one can help you. Because if they go in, they're gonna die too. So,
The thing about that is that there's ways of saving yourself that like they open it to the general public. It's safe enough under proper supervision. It's safe enough to open it to the general public.
Yeah.
And the thing about that, you literally cannot fight the water at all, because you will tie yourself out and you will drown. So you literally, whatever the way the water's going, you just let it take you and try to avoid rocks. Or you could even prop yourself up on a rock if you find a good rock.
Yeah, that's good, crazy shit. Have you guys ever tried whitewater rafting?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god, it's so fucking fun, dude. It's nothing like too dangerous. Like, I mean, you are on this, you know, big ass raft with three other people, you know, just kind of cruising down a pretty crazy river, and it's nothing that you can like fucking die from, and unless you just intentionally jump off and land headfirst into the fucking rocks.
Well, there's levels of it too.
Like, right.
Like you could do a level 5 whitewater raft. If it's like that,
then it's cool.
I went on like a level 3, from what I remember, but. Yeah,
so it's kind of like snowboarding and things like that. There's like difficulties based on like the mountain or whatever.
Yeah. Difficulty on like how strong the rapids are and the currents and such. Yeah. But it was just a really fun experience. Like we got to the point where we're like, okay, I was expecting to fucking fall off the boat right now, so I'm just gonna like, oh, I'm gone. Ah, I fell off. And then some other fucking raft picked me up. They're like, hey, you can chill with us. I'm like, all right, yeah, nice. That was a good time.
Wow. I guess it's pretty chill, actually. Never mind then.
Yeah, but
I love the whole beach thing. I fucking love. Like, whenever we go to KZN, it's like a province in South Africa. That's where I live. You know, then we always go to the beach, and I can literally swim like a whole day. Like, there's like the people from my province, when they go to like all the touristy areas, you know, with the beaches and shit, because my province is regarded as like the place where you make money. Like it's like the financial province, you know, with all the, you know, financial sector, like the big businesses and shit like that. So every time, yeah, where all the big money is. So, you know, when we go on vacation, we go to all the poor areas with the beautiful landscapes and shit like that. And you can just see, you know, when somebody is from like my province is difficult to pronounce, it's Gauteng. You know, I always know that someone is from the,
that's,
yeah,
German.
Yeah, it sounds German, but I don't know what the fuck it means. Like, it's in Gauteng.
Gauteng.
Sorry, yeah, I mean, you're a bit overpronouncing it, but that's good. You're actually doing, yeah. Helping. Yeah. Yeah, you did it right there.
It's just a lot of fun, yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's like a fat, like very pale white guy, then you know, yeah, that's Gauteng. Like, you know immediately that that's one of them. And like all the tourists, like...
We have the same thing where I'm from. It's called Ashland. And basically, Ashland. It's just a bunch of... meth head scratching their arms.
Oh, we call that Scotland.
Oh god.
Oh.
No, honestly, I remember going to like the East Coast, like on in the ocean, like you know, the fucking salt water over there, like it's just ugh, like I don't
You
know how
don't
you
realize
fucking
how salty the
live,
ocean is until you go
honestly,
there.
dude.
Yeah, like the salt water really pisses me off because I get thirsty very easily when I swim in the ocean because I swim so much in it. Like I can't sit on the beach and do fuck all. I have to jump in and I have to fucking explore. So I always get so fucking thirsty. Like I usually like finish so much fucking cool drink when I go there. Like all the exercises for nothing because I always get so thirsty.
Yeah.
Hate that shit.
There was
Fuck salt water.
a TikTok that I saw a while back. I don't know if fucking oh what's your TikTok? But no, there is this
China supporter.
yeah. There's this TikTok where it was like God creating the ocean. He was like, Gabriel, fill the earth with water, and he's like, ah, I get it. You know, you can give him you can give him stuff to drink and everything, and he's like, make it undrinkable. And he's like, what the fuck?
Well, no, it's all good. If you boil it, you're good.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because
Yeah, so just boil
all
the entire fucking ocean and we'll be good.
the
Could you boil salt and it would just go away though?
No, what
No, I don't
happens
think you can
is
just
what
boil
happens
it.
is what happens
Cabbage
is
broth.
is you get a pot of ocean water and then you put it on fire because we're cavemen on unk unk, and then all the steam comes up and you like put a leaf over it to so it'll catch
That's how
all of the
you do it.
condensation water, and then you flip it over and you can drink that and it'll just be like salt crust at the bottom of the pot.
Yeah.
Because salt's too
And
heavy
you just go to a
to
river.
evaporate.
Drink that.
Well, if you're on a tropical island and you're a Neanderthal, it's not exactly gonna do.
Well, then you're fucked either which way. Like, you're not gonna be able to mingle. Might as well. Oh, yeah. Speaking of islands, Mr. Beast, I know not a lot of people watch him,
Oh.
but one of you guys might not watch him, but he fucking bought an
Mr.
island, dude.
Breast.
Like, I didn't, Mr. Breast, I didn't know you could just fucking easy peasy buy a fucking island if you have enough cash. That's
Yeah,
so
look at
cool, dude.
Epstein.
Yeah, but fuck yeah, Epstein's a different
That
story. But like,
just
fuck, dude,
blew it
like I
away.
didn't. I thought you had to like get a shit ton of fucking papers and like have a fucking license for that shit or something. And dude, like that's.
License Seven Island.
You have a license for that island, mate. But no, dude, it's fucking. You just have enough cash, you can just buy it. It's like a house. I fucking love it. I want to
You can
buy an
make an
island.
island. You can make an island easy.
Isn't there like a fucking garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
Or like a plastic island, just live there. It's international water. You can make your own country out of that plastic cube.
You really can. Or just sand. Just get a lot of sand.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, fuck, dude, that's cool. I want to buy my own island. I can do whatever I want and just walk around fucking naked all the time.
Dude,
Ripping into the forest.
I was looking
Sorry?
at how much some. Oh, sorry.
You reckon you could afford the island?
Sorry?
Enough money, yeah.
I mean,
Jesus.
yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. Like, I would fucking do illegal shit just to live on an island. Like, I will sell my liver to just get an island like that. Fuck, man.
Jesus.
I mean, what? Like, one kidney is worth, what, like, $4,000? $400,000 or something? Like, it's a crazy amount. And so if I sell one of my kidneys and maybe something else, then yeah, I should afford one. Because the one that, like, Mr. Beast bought was, like,
Mr. Breast.
800,000. Mr. Breast, yeah. It was, like, 800,000, which is very fucking cheap. First of all, like, I thought it would be way more expensive than that. And it was a big island.
My
So
favorite
it's not
Mr.
really that
Breast
expensive.
friend is Jake the Viking. I was
Jake the
cursing
Viking.
Videos recently. A lot of people are mad about that, I've noticed. But I
I
don't
like
really watch
Chandler.
it, so no.
But I was searching up old YouTubers, not old YouTubers, they're still relevant YouTubers, but and it's crazy because these are people that I used to watch and they're like in their 30s now. I was like, I searched up Markiplier and Markiplier was like 31, and I'm like, this man, how is this man 31? Bruh.
Yeah,
PewDiePie's
PewDiePie's like fucking
30.
30. Yeah.
Yeah, iDubbbz just turned 30 like last month.
Go for an existential crisis, Jesus.
Dude,
Fucking boomers.
I was looking at some people's net worth too, and I found out iDubbbz is worth $1.4 million. I'm like, wow. I kind of thought he had more money, but I'm still surprised that he has that much money.
That's gotta make him
Yeah, I
feel
mean, that's.
amazing, though. Like him just
Yeah.
knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently
That's
Joji's worth like $9 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable. He's got his own fucking music career up and going and shit like that.
But this is what's sad. Max Mofo is allegedly worth like $100,400.
Oh my god. 100.4?
Yeah, something like that. He's not very wealthy at all.
I mean, I think, like, I mean, if you look at the value of cold ones, overall, I think it would be a different story. Like, I don't think they put, like, the money they get from cold ones into effect there. Like, I don't know. Maybe they do.
Dude,
but
Rhett
cold
and
ones
Link,
seems to be making quite a bit of cash.
Rhett and Link are worth, like, $9 million each.
Rhett and Link.
Aren't they the, Beautiful Something Morning?
Oh, Good Mythical Morning.
Good Mythical
Good
Morning,
mythical
yeah.
Good Mythical Morning, yeah.
Oh, those are big motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're both like 6 foot. Well, no, Rhett's
6'7".
They're
over 6 foot, dude.
Rhett's 6'7", Link is 6 foot.
Yeah, they look like such fucking, like, typical... They look, like, so vegan. Like, so... Like, they look like they'd be small
look
guys.
Vegan?
And it turns out... Yeah, like, look, they don't get a lot of nutrients
vegan.
In them. I didn't
they're
expect them to be that
boys.
Big.
They're just slender
yeah.
boys.
But they look so innocent, and then they're these tall, big motherfuckers. Like, I don't want to fuck with those guys.
Yeah.
Well, fucking 5 feet.
Bro,
eight
I remember the good old days of Tobuscus, too, man.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're getting into YouTubers again. That's a topic for another
know?
Day.
What do you think?
You like my sword.
What do you think?
Sword, my Tobuscus. Sword.
What do you think Tobuscus' favorite gun would be? And let's go back to the gun scene.
Tobuscus' favorite gun.
Pump action shotgun. I'm saying
probably
it.
A diamond sword.
Bruh.
I feel like he'd get it like a real life sword and then paint it and then make it look like a Minecraft sword. Like a real
Or just
life.
A real yeah. diamond sword that looks like a Minecraft diamond
yeah.
sword.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe Lig.
Okay. I have a question.
Go for it.
We're
going back to the Good Mythical Morning.
Oh my god.
If no, it's not about them. Well, I guess it is about them. If you had to fight one of them, which one would it be and why?
Definitely. Definitely
the tallest
Link.
One, so that when I shoot him, I've got a bigger target.
No, yo, you can't have, you cannot have right, any
no
form weapon. Of weapon. Just fist to fist.
Good old fashioned fisticuffs.
Good
the
old
taller one,
fist.
So I can like my, I could stare at his fucking balls. I'm right on target when I punch him.
The bigger they are,
I guess
the
I could see
cool.
Link look. Well, Rhett looks like a mountain man though, so I'd be scared to fight him. But I guess I see what you mean. He has less center of gravity because he's like. Like 10 feet tall, so you just push him over.
Yeah,
but
they're nice
Link,
people.
I would go with
nice
Link.
People. Go ahead.
I would go with bit. Link, though, because he looks more wimpy.
Ooh, that's where my point was going to be.
I don't like, watch good GMM, so...
It's always the nice Same. People who are, like, the people who would fuck you up in, like, a dire situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Link is like a dad, though. He's always been a dad, I think. So it's like... Have you seen Link's dad, too? Link's dad is just like a doughboy.
He's a doughboy.
I like that name, doughboy.
How the fuck is a doughboy?
He's like, not fat, but he's like
fat
pudgy.
Cunt?
And oh, soft. Okay. He's soft. He's cuddly. We'll put it that way.
Like, it's almost like a dad bod. Okay, I get it.
It's like a dad bod, but slightly larger.
Mm.
A doughboy.
Fuck that, so that's some fucking slur for...
Oh, yeah. There is something I want to do. There's some. I was waiting... Oh, wait.
Fucking stress.
I was waiting for the podcast. I was waiting for the podcast to do that. So, allegedly, if you post anything related to Leafy is here... On the on Pokimane's Discord, he get banned.
Well, why is Leafy's thing like bad?
I mean, Leafy has started like shit with her. Yeah, he's called her out and a little stuff. So
Pokimane
drama.
Yeah, no,
it's
been another thing that she doesn't really like people calling her by her real name on Twitch.
Yeah.
What's her real name?
Yeah,
Iman.
Iman.
Huh?
I mean, Yeah, Iman. It's just Iman.
Ew.
It's like I man, but Iman.
I man.
Let's not shit there too much. We might have some Pokemon fans.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of sad, dude. Like, she could be such a good streamer if she could just take the criticism, like, just, you know, deal with the hate. Like, she could be cool, but it's just that's holding her back. And I think she's taking, like, a break or something, I think. I don't know. I don't watch her, but yeah.
She's taking a break because people are starting to realize how AIDS she is because Leafy shedded some light.
Yeah, but Leafy's I don't know, man. I think the whole drama thing is stupid overall. Like, if we can just have a fucking constructive conversation with her, maybe it would help. If we just say, ah, bitch, stupid, then yeah, she's not going to listen to you.
Stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she'll figure her way out. I think it'll all be okay.
Why do I have to verify a phone to join the server?
What server?
The server?
Pokimane server. I have to verify my phone number to be able to.
Confirmed. I need tier 3 subs allowed.
Yo, can you say what I call you?
I guess ask why you joining the server.
Yeah, who
for
the
one?
Fuck are you? Yeah, you just get some fucking phone calling. So what's your business here? Are you a Leafy fan?
Yes.
I like Leafy.
He's a spy.
Are you a TSP?
I just, like, don't want to enter my phone number, but I really want to see if I get banned.
Just make a different. Okay.
I mean, worst case scenario, they'll track down your fucking number and know where you live and shit.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect us, so it's cool, dude.
Consent.
Yeah, it's con- dude, like, if he gets fucking killed in the podcast, there would be so many, that we would get so many views.
Okay, let me read the fine print. You must verify your identity by phone before you can send messages in this server. Why?
Yikes.
I feel like we're slowly, like, losing topics and shit. We're like, yeah, we're all kind of, yeah, like, calming down now. And I'm being honest, like, I've just been checking memes for the last 30 minutes and letting you guys go at it.
Yeah, it's because we're, like, doing such a weird fucking topic. Like, it's fucking Pokemon all of a sudden. Like, I don't know where this went.
The topic was supposed to be guns, and now we went about whitewater rafting, what our worst experiences were in
life.
Yeah,
that was cool. We were at our fucking base.
Yeah,
that was cool. Fun. Let's talk about water again.
About
shooting
what?
Shooting guns in the water.
Water
guns.
Ooh.
Water guns, hey.
IRL it. Water guns.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the best.
I don't care about your level of information.
Water guns.
Bullets would still work in water.
I could talk about South African gun laws. I mean, that could be an interesting thing.
Yes, I'm interested.
All right.
Follow
okay, so,
the channel to get updates on your own server.
Motherfucker, we're talking about guns now. Fuck Pokemon. Okay, so in South Africa, we've got a lot of cool shit that, like, America would be jealous of. Like, we have no fucking cap on mag size. You can have the biggest fucking magazine ever. Like, mag size is not, like, there's no restrictions on that. Suppressors aren't regulated at all. Like, you can fucking buy a suppressor and you don't have to worry about it. Like, it's fine. The bad thing, though, is that you need to have a license, first of all. And, like, you need to be 21 in order to get your self-defense license. It's called a self-defense license. There's other licenses as well that I don't know anything about. And when you
like
get
your
license...
Like a blow-shit-up license?
Yeah, like there's a hunting one. Hopefully a blow-shit-up one. I would like to get that.
Demolition.
Quite a couple of stuff I want to... Yeah, demolition. But the self-defense one, once you have it, you can own one pistol and one shotgun. Now, the weird thing is, I think, like, I might be wrong on multiple of these things. This is just from what I remember, so don't fucking call me out for lying or anything. I don't know this for me. But pistols, like, under the category pistols, short barrel rifles count as a pistol. For some fucking unknown reason.
Oh, no, that's the same in the United States, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so you can technically own, like, one short barrel rifle and one shotgun. The weird, the most fucking retarded aspect of it is that if someone uses your gun to defend themselves from someone, they will get arrested if the authorities find out that they used your gun. The only person allowed to use like that gun is you, is the person that purchased it.
Hmm.
That's fucking... So if your girlfriend wakes up in the middle of the night and sees some fucking guy in your bedroom, and, you know, she gets out the shotgun and shoots the shit out of him, if it is somehow found out that she shot him, then she's going to prison. She's charged with murder, not self-defense.
Nothing happens to you.
Yeah, no, I'll probably still be asleep if it happens. Yeah. But fuck, dude. I mean, it's not like the authorities do anything in this country, so it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, that's something to be careful of. Which kind of worries me, because we have a revolver in the house, but it's my dad's. So, like, if someone were to fucking, I'm alone at the house a lot of the time. So, if someone were to fucking break in, and it was found that I was used his revolver to defend myself, then I would be fucking sentenced with murder.
Yeah.
I probably have to take his fucking body, put it in the back of the truck, and then go bury it somewhere.
Right. You know what's, you know what's funny?
What?
In the first couple of episodes, you were very hesitant to talk about, you know, what country you live in. And now you're released, and now people know. My friend told me a while back, and this could differ from different state to state. I'm not a fucking what do you call it? I'm not an attorney, so I don't know every single law for every single fucking state. But in Michigan, he told me that if two people have a CPL license, and you could just not concealed. It's concealed carry license.
Concealed, okay. Yeah,
concealed carry.
So basically, you could just not know this other person, with a concealed license. If you are able to legally give that other person with a concealed license your firearm, and they can use it, however they like. Let's say they get into a situation where they need to use it, you know, that would obviously be considered lawful. Whereas if you didn't, if they didn't have a concealed license and you just gave it to them, you would be reprimanded immediately. I mean, both of you are probably going to be in the slammer for a bit until they get everything, you know, situated and found out. But it's just it's crazy how you can just give somebody your firearm. Yeah. And, you know,
and it makes more
nothing
sense than this fucking South African one. Yeah. At least, one thing they could at least fucking do is at least let you, when you get your fucking license, I mean, first of all, stop the license from being a thing, because that's stupid. You know, if you live in a country as fucking dangerous as this one, having a gun to defend yourself is pretty fucking important, especially when the cops don't do anything. Oh my god, I could get into a fucking, this country. But what they could do is just, when you get your license, you could, put a list of subsidiaries of people that could use your gun for self-defense. Mm-hmm. They could at least do that.
That's a good idea. I agree with
that. Or just people in your family are allowed to have it as well. It counts as their gun as well. Which is something.
You gotta take into account that maybe some of your family members haven't had the proper training and safety and everything.
If some fucking rapist is in my girlfriend's bedroom, I'm not gonna tell the rapist to not get his dick out and say, hold up, wife, do you have training in using this firearm? Because I'm sleeping right now, somehow I'm awake, but I'm sleeping right now, and I just want to make sure you know how to kill this guy. No, just fucking pick it up and pull the trigger. You probably
if that's the case, then you should probably properly train your loved ones and your family members.
Yeah, but the shit with it is that I, let's say I'm 21, I have my firearms self-defense license. She's 19. Let's just say, theoretically, she's 19. Then she needs to wait 2 years before she can properly defend herself with a gun.
That would essentially be, lawful, in self-defense. From my example, just don't give your firearm to people that you don't know or people that you know who don't have a concealed carry permit, because they obviously can't walk around with it, all willy-nilly.
Yeah, the concealed thing makes sense. Yeah, that makes complete sense. It's just a South African one. You aren't able to defend yourself at all with that person's gun. Even if you live with them, it's so fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And also another thing as well with a self-defense license, it takes forever to get it. Like, the administration in this country is fucking horrible. So, like, it's not like you get that license instantly. Like, it probably takes a year for you to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, ugh, I don't know.
I think I've talked about this a little bit in the past, or maybe on a previous episode, but I watched a video of this guy who lived in California trying to get his concealed carry permit, and it took him about a year and a couple months to finally. I don't even think he finally got it. Actually, he never really posted an update. And this is on YouTube, right? And he's going to, I believe it was the Torrance Police Department in California. I could be totally wrong, but they wouldn't let him get his concealed carry because he had to go through an interview and had to do all these hoops and everything. But, you know, looking online, because they said there's multiple people ahead of you, but the people who were ahead of him and the people who signed the form and went out to go get a concealed carry permit, they signed it like days and weeks and months after him, and they got accepted before. And it turns out that the ones who actually got approved first were the ones that had a military background, who were in firefighter academies and shit, and also who donated money to, like, the mayor and everything, and people who bashed the mayor and hated on him were declined. So it's kind of a broken system in California when you want to try and do that, but...
Fucking hell.
Crazy. I
mean, yeah, especially for a country like the U.S., it's weird how some states are like that. I mean, isn't New York, like, the strictest when it comes to gun control?
I think I heard that yes, it is strict. It's more strict on. I've heard in the past, if you want to lawfully carry your firearm or put it on a flight with you, it has to be somewhere very far away from you. I know that for sure. It has to be dismantled, or not dismantled, but like taken apart. I don't even think you can bring ammo for it, but, you know, people who did that lawfully and went to New York, like flew to New York, they ended up getting reprimanded and arrested because they lawfully had that. They had all the forms filled out and everything, went, you know, completely fine up until that point when they figured out, hey, they're going into New York with it or they're leaving New York with it. You know, it's very iffy, you know, area, and I think that's stupid that, you know, they have to, you know, be detained because that they're doing something that they can lawfully do. It's crazy.
They have
shit.
The papers and everything.
Yeah, they have the papers and everything. They did everything by the books, and they still get reprimanded and jailed for it.
That's dumb. Yeah. So I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think another thing in South Africa as well that I forgot to mention was that I think concealed carry you can do if you get your self-defense license. Like, I think that's an automatic thing you have.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in that case, it means, like, I probably wouldn't get a short barrel rifle. I'll get a pistol that I can keep with me when I'm on the go.
Right.
Yeah. I can have a fucking massive, like, I can technically have a fucking drum, like a Glock drum mag with 32 rounds in it. I mean, there's no restrictions on magazine sizes.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Next year I still do want to do my research beforehand when I get my first pistol, but I'm looking towards like an M&P9 Shield Easy Series, maybe a 9mm, maybe a 380 auto, but you know I just need one that basically fits my stature and my body structure, because I can't just fit a fucking 1911 and conceal that. That shit's going to show. A fucking, you know, 45 is, I don't think it's necessarily something that I can walk on the street and people not notice. I'm not a big fan of Glock, honestly.
Really?
They use the same springs for the majority of their models that they have, and they have turned out to be pretty faulty in a lot of tests that they've run, accordance or on par with versus like a SIG or a Smith & Wesson. So I'm not too big a fan of Glock because for that reason, and as well, they all look the fucking same. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
That, you
I mean,
know,
I guess,
it's used
it's
mainly
a practical thing.
Yeah, it's very practical, and it's very.
Yeah, but it's not.
I wouldn't say it's simplistic, but you know, it's very, it's average. You know, see military use it, you see police use it, but if you know, I've heard over the years, you know, police used to use SIGs and I believe Smith & Wesson's in the past, but they switched to Glock in today's standards. But you know, a lot of them prefer to go back to the, you know, what they originally had and not Glock. But you know, that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, what's another thing with a Glock as well? It's not something that you're gonna go to your gun buddies and say, "Hey, I got a Glock." You know, it's
like get in line.
I don't know. They're very reliable. Like their 9mm are very reliable. I'm not sure about the 45s. I mean, I'm assuming because they use the same springs as the 9mm, it's probably like the worst reliability due to, you know, the different caliber size. I don't know. I don't know anything about that, about the whole Glock thing. But I mean, the 9mm are like, you know, they're known for how reliable they are.
Right.
So, you know, it's practical. It's like the Toyota of the gun world. Like some fucking YouTuber I watched.
Yeah,
that
like
it's very true. Yeah.
If you own a Glock, you probably also drive a Ford. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Ford guy either, but I'm gonna get so fucking much hate. But, yeah.
Ford is fucking epic. My dad had an F-250. He still had one of our people crashed it. One of our workers crashed it. Fuck, I missed it.
Because it was a Ford. It stands for Found On Road Dead.
No! It was a good truck.
It now it's lot, fucking it gone.
Now
you had a Chevy.
Fuck Chevy. I mean, honestly, like, this. No, I don't really mind Chevy or Ford. Like, I like both of them. I really don't understand the whole competition thing, but I prefer Ford's trucks just because I fucking grew up with them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, sort of like a. Plus, I like them more overall. I mean, I'd probably get a Dodge, like, with a Cummins engine, just because Cummins make the best fucking engines. Like, so I'd probably get that.
I can't disagree with you there, I will say that.
There's this whole, I mean, there's a competition between Cat and Cummins. Why did I call it Cummins? But yeah, like, because my dad used to be a truck driver. Like, long-distance truck driver, like, the big fucking trucks.
Yeah.
And so he had a Western Star. Like, he had one imported from Canada to South Africa. It was the first Western Star of that kind in South Africa. It was fucking amazing. It had a Cummins engine in it. I can't remember what engine it was. I can't remember what the name was specifically. It was a 15-liter, I think. It was amazing. Fucking best engine ever.
But we're actually getting pretty close to the end here. We got to wrap it up pretty soon. But DJ, did you by chance maybe have any plugs, like YouTube, your Instagram, or anything?
I didn't think I could. I didn't think I'd be able to.
Yeah, go ahead.
YouTube, DJ the Night. That's all I have at the moment.
DJ the Night, okay.
I do gaming videos often, once or twice a week, maybe. Depends on what's going on. That's all.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Also, if you enjoy our content and like what we do on the podcast, please check out our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on the podcast and what we're doing in our personal lives. Thank you all so much for listening. DJ, thank you so much for being here, as well as our co-hosts, JJ and John. Not a problem. And I know this is a bit late. You know, this episode was probably supposed to be out last Sunday, but considering everything that I was out in Minnesota, that it's kind of delayed. So we're going to be keeping to our usual schedule, Sunday uploads every week. That will be that. So thank you all so much for listening, and we hope to see you out in the other. Bye.
Goodbye.